This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome to Covered in Pet Hair, a boozy show for pet lovers on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Isabel Alvarez-Arada, and today I have the pleasure of having a drink and a chat, let's see if I get this right, with an expert on pharmacognosy. I will tell you all about him and what that even means as soon as we come back from these messages from our sponsors.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Covered in Pet Hair. I'm your host, Isabel Alvarez-Arada, and today I have the pleasure of having a drink and a chat with a pet parent, an inventor, a researcher, an entrepreneur. He's a foodie, a world traveler, and an expert on pharmacognosy. He is originally from Queens, New York, and lives in Westchester County, New York. He has a girlfriend named Marissa and a pit bull named Amber. He is the founder and CEO of Therapetics, a line of holistic pet products that is formulated for various health and behavioral conditions in dogs, cats, horses, and exotics. His name is Robert Kovler. Welcome, Robert. It's so good to have you on the show.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm excited.
Did I pronounce your last name okay?
It's good enough. It's Kovler. It's
Kovler. All right. Yeah. Robert Kovler. All right.
Beautiful.
And can I call you Rob?
Absolutely.
Okay. So let's keep it cash here, Rob. All right. So I have so many questions for you about your new line and your 25 plus years in the pet industry. But before I ask you all those questions, I want to introduce our drinking game today. So anybody at home participating in our drinking game, anytime you hear this word.
The secret word is greener.
Take a drink of whatever you're enjoying. Booze it up if you're boozy. Have a sip of tea if you're not boozy. But whatever you do, do not drink and drive. Always drink responsibly and be of age wherever you're joining us from. There'll be time to drink when you're of age. Don't rush it. So what are you having today, Rob?
I am having a Cuba Libre.
Cuba Libre. I love Cuba Libres. Yes.
Yeah, so that's a good guessing. I don't know. Most people don't know what a Cuba Libre is.
Oh, I grew up in Miami. Of course I know what a Cuba Libre is.
Okay, yes. By the sound of your last name, you better know what it is.
Exactly.
Or we're kicking you out of the tribe.
Exactly. I'd have to turn in my Latina card.
Oh, I love the way you said Latina. So it is a rum and coke, a little piece of lime, a couple of ice cubes in there.
Nice.
You don't want to dilute it too much.
No. So, what's your favorite rum? Do you have a favorite rum that you drink? Are you a Bacardi guy or something different?
You know what? I like a good Jamaican rum. Mm. You know, so Bacardi, as you know, is a Puerto Rican rum, which is excellent. Excellent rum. I like Bacardi Black, but I like a nice Jamaican rum. I like tasting different rums.
I agree. I think rum is a great spirit.
Yeah, I'm not set on one particular rum. You know, I like to try different things, like whiskeys. Yes. You know, it's like whiskeys, right?
Yeah, I agree. I don't drink whiskey, but I get like the fascination with trying different ones. And there's I just did an episode with Sid Chant, who founded Booze for Paws, and they have different whiskeys. And I learned all about whiskeys. I couldn't tell you what it was because I didn't retain any of it because I'm not a whiskey drinker. But if you are a whiskey drinker, that is an episode everybody has to watch because Sid gives 100% of his Booze for Paws sales to animal rescues. So he is a cool guy, and he is an expert in whiskey. And I'm drinking a gin and tonic today because I just got back from Spain, and the best place to get a gin and tonic is Spain. So cheers, Rob. Thanks for being on the show.
Cheers. That is true. I'm going to drink to that. Yeah. Marisa and I actually went to Spain, to Sevilla and to Barcelona last October. And she is a huge gin and tonic person. So I knew you guys would connect some way, you know? So
yes.
I agree with that.
I mean, if you have not had a gin and tonic in Spain, it's the first thing you do when you get off that plane. I don't care what time it is.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Rob, I have a game. I always introduce this show with a game. And the first game is actually a pretty interesting game. I think a lot of our pet parents can learn the difference between holistic veterinary approaches and conventional veterinary approaches. And because you have a line that is formulated by holistic veterinarians, I would love to hear your input on how the holistic veterinarian would handle something differently from a conventional veterinarian. So are you ready to play? It's called Holistic versus Conventional.
Let's do it.
All right, the first ailment that I want your input on is arthritis. How would a holistic veterinarian handle versus a conventional veterinarian?
Sure. Oh, that's a really good one. So a holistic, well, let's go with the traditional general practitioner who knows Western medicine. They went to school to learn this. By the way, a lot of doctors right now, it's a prerequisite for them to learn holistic and natural medicine right now. And that has only happened like in the past, like 6 to maybe 10 years, but it's very big right now. But with that particular subject, and this is a good one, a lot of Western medicine is based on like pharmaceutical medicine, gabapentin. Gabapentin, and you know, when given by actually a doctor or veterinarian, it can make dogs a little lethargic. And it's one of the big things you're always going to hear. So if there's anybody in your audience, which I'm sure there's many, gabapentin is actually one of the biggest pharmaceutical medications that are being sold right now through doctors. It also happens to be used for other things like seizures. And that's what it was originally made to do for seizures. And so they found that gabapentin works really well. Also, doctors with Rimadyl. Rimadyl is a very, very big drug out there. You also have Medicam. Medicam is given to more like cats, to feline, instead of dogs. They give them the Rimadyl, gabapentin, Duramax, which is another product made by Norvadis. So a Eastern medicine doctor or holistic doctor, they would go of the more natural approach. And what we've been finding when a product is really made very well, a holistic product, a natural product, and with proven clinical ingredients that are going there, like glucosamine, chondroitin sulfate, ashwagandha is another big one. It actually happens to help just as well. And you have to give that a few more days or weeks to work, unlike a pharmaceutical medication. And a lot of it has to do, believe it or not, with the client. The doctor knows these things. So they want to give something that the client could see the dog or the cat. The pet parent wants to see that dog or cat out of pain immediately.
Yes.
So that is my take. So like, for example, our product has a lot of natural medicinal herbs in there and proven ingredients. So that's the way we always go.
Yes. All right. How about for stomach upset? What would your traditional Western vet give versus a holistic vet?
Well, something really simple for stomach upset. They would actually give Pepto-Bismol. Yeah, they give Pepto-Bismol in a lot of ways when there's a stomach upset. Really, they don't want to give, and if you really think about this logically, they don't want to give anything too hard on the stomach. So they don't want to upset the stomach any more than it is already. So the thing is that now we have these doctors that are learning about natural medicine. So what we really do for a stomach upset, use these words like diarrhea, any kind of gastrointestinal pain. And actually, one of the big things is that meds, as I was saying, cause a lot of stomach upset to start off with. And then the pet parent goes in and says, my dog has diarrhea. Well, guess what it's from? The medicines, the pharmaceuticals, right. And especially older dogs can't really handle it too well. So they would give a pro or prebiotic or both, which is the best thing to do. Also, like sweet potato is excellent to give. Again, these are some of the things that we use in our products. And again, with us being around for so long, we know what to do at this point. We better know what to do after 22 years. So at any rate, so that is on that side of the coin. So like a very good pro and prebiotic.
Yeah, and obviously, absolutely.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, when your dog has a stomach ache and if the grass is out there, they start eating grass. They instinctively know to start eating grass. Very unusual, but it is true. So,
yeah. So do we let them eat the grass?
I wouldn't let my dog eat the grass, and I'll tell you why. You don't know what other dog has passed it. I'll put it nice and plain like that. Also, there's another reason, you know, again, logically thinking, we don't know what kind of pesticides is on it. You know, if you're walking your dog down your beautiful lane and the dog goes off really quickly and starts eating the grass, we don't know what that person did, you know, pesticides or anything.
Absolutely.
We're hoping they're not using that.
That's exactly why I don't allow, we don't use any herbicides. So we don't use like Roundup or anything like that.
No.
But we do spray for mosquitoes. So whenever I see my dog eating grass, I'm like, get out of here. Because yeah, I don't want her ingesting that stuff, which is not a good idea.
Smart.
All right. Next one is anxiety. How do you see traditional vets dealing with anxiety, and how is it different for holistic vets?
Well, you know, with anxiety, there's a number of things they could use. Gabapentin, believe it or not, is also used. It's, you know, gabapentin is almost like a shotgun approach to everything. And what happens, and I hate to say this, doctors use it off-label sometimes.
Right.
Or most of the time. So they use that. But what we're doing right now on the holistic side, we're working with CBD. We've been, you know, being that we are experts in pharmacognosy, which is the study of medicinal plants, we would have had CBD a long, long time ago, but it was illegal, as you
right.
know. A lot of the laws have eased up right now. And you know what? A lot of people, and I would like to say this really quickly, a lot of people, they don't understand what CBD is. They think it's marijuana.
Right.
So there's two different plants, actually. There's the marijuana plant, and then you got extract. You got hemp right. extract.
Exactly.
Hemp extract, you know, hemp has been used for 100 years for rope, for soap, mm-hmm. salad dressing, so on and so forth. So CBD is very big. You know, it's another thing that we use, but there are people that don't understand CBD and they want to stay away from it. They think it's marijuana. It's not. It has to be under a particular THC level for
right.
it to be legal.
Exactly.
So there's other things that you could use, which is ashwagandha. You could use, as we all know in Turkey, is tryptophan. And it should be called L-L-tryptophan. That's the type you want to use in a calming formula, again, with ashwagandha, and go the natural route. And you would be really shocked of how well these work. And it also depends, you know, what you're using it for anxiety, for stress. So there's a lot
right.
of things, especially stress-related issues with people going back to work right now. It's
mm-hmm.
a big thing. So
yes, moving and new baby and going back to work and any kind of change in the routine. I love
yeah.
those holistic approaches because they're so subtle sometimes and they address what you need to address, but they don't like knock the dog out. I had a dog on some kind of pharmaceutical tranquilizer once for a road trip. And for 24 hours, this was the first time we gave her it. And she was like walking into walls. She was so you know, and it turns out, as we learned about her, she was very sensitive to medication. So even like antibiotics and stuff, even though she was a big dog, she was very sensitive. So you don't know about these things. But when it comes to holistic products, you can kind of start slow. You can see how they react. You can start like a couple months before the move. So you can start preventing the anxiety before you even make the move. So I really like the, I have an anxious dog and we use a lot of holistic options here. All right. So the next one is pain, chronic pain. How do, other than gabapentin, how do conventional vets deal with chronic pain?
Well, you know, it's the same thing. When you look at chronic pain in an animal, in any type of a pet, we have to identify what a doctor is going to do. What kind of pain is it? Was it because of an accident, right? It could also be pain is old age. You know, when a dog is actually about a year and a half, they're considered an adult dog. They're not a puppy anymore.
Right.
Even though we always like to think they're a puppy, you know, it's like your child. They're always your baby, you know, but in reality, a dog, once they go over a year, year and a half, they're considered an adult dog. But there's many clinical studies out of Tufts University, out of Cornell Veterinary Medicine, which again, we are also a scientific company. We look at these things and they're very important that they're evaluated. What ends up happening is pain is they'll use gabapentin, they'll use Rimadyl. And if I may say, for an older dog, which is about 10 years of age, there are clinical studies, 9 out of 10 dogs, age 10 or 11, will have some form of an arthritic condition. It's hard to take notice of these things sometimes. So a traditional doctor will give gabapentin, Rimadyl, Duramax. And again, the same subject we were talking about is CBD. Mm-hmm. People are using CBD, which is really very big right now. And I'm going to let you know, anybody in your audience that is looking at CBD, I want to tell you something very important. Whoever you get it from, make sure when you go on their website, they have a third-party analysis on the CBD for heavy metals.
Yes.
For any yeast, mold, all these things, and pesticides. We were just talking about pesticides. When a hemp extract from a hemp plant, a lot of people use pesticides on this.
Yes.
So you want to get an organic type of CBD. So these are things that you should definitely look out for. So a little tip for your audience, whoever you buy it from, make sure they're reputable.
Yes.
They've been around for a little while. And they have something called the third-party analysis, and always look at the date. Don't look at it. If the date on the third-party analysis says 4 or 5 years ago, then it's not an updated one.
Right. So, yeah, that's probably not the product they're selling. So, yeah. All right. Last one, chronic UTIs. What's the difference of approach between holistic vet and a conventional vet?
Okay. This is the one besides pain management in dogs and cats. This is the biggest one. 35 million dogs out of these 68 to 70 million dogs have some type of a urinary, kidney, or bladder issue.
Yeah.
It is one of the top diseases in feline health that doctors deal with.
Yes.
So a veterinarian, again, tries to do an approach. And I'm going to give your audience a couple of tips, because I speak to so many pet parents and they're very confused about certain things. So I'm going to tell you really quickly about that. What a doctor is basically going to use is an antibiotic.
Yes.
For a urinary tract. So you're very familiar with this. And I want to let you know something, and this is to educate your audience. And I really want them to understand this because it's of key importance. There's something called in human medicine and in animal health called antibiotic resistance. I could guarantee you could open up any major newspaper, any article, go on, as I like to say, Dr. Google, and you could type it in and you could read about antibiotic resistance. And how does this happen? Doctors in veterinary, I hate to say this, and in human medicine, will give you an antibiotic before understanding if it's a bacterial infection.
Yep.
An antibiotic does not work on a viral infection. It only works on a bacterial infection. So here's the tip. Do not accept an antibiotic unless the doctor tells you, in veterinary and human medicine, that they know absolutely sure that it happens to be a bacterial infection.
Yes.
So let me tell you what doctors do. And again, I'm not trying to hurt my community. I love the veterinary community. They're incredible people. They really are. And they need to be a detective.
Yes.
You know, veterinarians are detectives. You and I say what's hurting us, but a poor animal, a poor pet
right.
cannot, right? Yes.
That's right.
So a doctor is going to give a client an antibiotic before they do and get the results back.
Yes.
You also want to do something called a proper culture.
Mm-hmm.
And they're expensive. They're anywhere from $100 to $150, $75, depending on where you live. If you live in Beverly Hills, it's a $200.
Yes.
Okay. But you get the basic idea. But it's so important that the doctor does a culture. And what is a culture? A doctor or a technician is going to, I know this is not going to sound pretty, is going to, they're going to take, but I have to tell you.
Yeah.
They're going to take a needle, put it into the bladder wall, and that is the, and extrude the urine, and now it's sterile. They put it into a petri dish, they send it out, a culture, they get the results back, and then that's when you should get the antibiotic, not beforehand. And never allow an office or a clinic to collect urine from an exam table or ask you to collect it in your house.
Right.
Because it could be compromised and you won't get a perfect reading. So that's a really big tip. And again, cranberry extract, as far as a, you know,
holistic.
D-mannose is very good.
Yes.
Nettle leaf is excellent. Dandelion whole plant. Again, I'm, you know, telling you all these because this is what we put in our formulas, among other things, to really combat the whole picture, what's going on. So I hope that helped your audience as far as
absolutely.
Antibiotics. Yeah.
Well, I had a dog, Socks. Okay. That is her paw print right there. She has since passed, but is her paw print. And Socks had chronic UTIs. She had a physical anatomical reason for them, and she should have had surgery as a puppy. I won't go into the details because it's, you know, it's unnecessary, but she had an anatomical reason why bacteria and such was trapped. And I had three veterinarians be like, she doesn't need the surgery. She doesn't need the surgery. They just kept treating her with antibiotics, She had, she got to the point where the antibiotics would destroy her stomach and she would be growing up.
And they wouldn't work anymore.
And it would so upset her stomach that we had to like go with like a different one. And then we're like starting and finishing courses. Yeah. And I don't think she lived her life as long as she otherwise would have, based on the fact that we gave her so many antibiotics. And you know what? Finally, at 8 years old, I met a veterinarian that said, why haven't you done the surgery? And I was like, well, they told me it was like kind of a big deal. It wasn't a big deal. She was fine 2 days later. I mean, it looked kind of crazy at first, but let's just say that I paid $1,500 to give my dog a booty lift, but it solved the problem. And I wish I had done the booty lift when she was 6 months instead of when she was eight or nine, when I finally did it after what was easily a quarterly course of antibiotics.
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up. And real quickly, that is the easiest way. And we spoke about this earlier on. It is for the pet, but the doctor should not be doing that. They know better. That's veterinary medicine 101. But you know who it's really for?
The pet parent.
That's right. Because they beg when a dog or a cat is urinating out of the box. The dog is urinating all over the place. Or the dog can't urinate. It's with a calcium. They're called calcium oxalate stones.
Yes.
And then when you treat like this, let me tell you, you got away really inexpensively. $1,500. You know that, and you're smiling because you know that. There are people that spend thousands of dollars, max out their credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
God bless them, because they will do more for their pet than they will do for themselves.
Yes.
And they get into a big bill and they still don't take care of the problem.
Right.
And then they finally realize, let me try a product for urinary tract disease. And lo and behold, a really good product, they work.
Yes.
You can never really guarantee that a holistic product is going to work. But to be on the safe side, you use it and you see what happens. I'd rather not go the antibiotic route.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, it's funny, because of her anatomy, there was always bacteria there, but it wasn't necessarily an infection. The bacteria was present, but it wasn't necessarily
And
systemic.
This was a female. This was a female. Yes. So,
So it was something that taught me so much. And it's the procedure she got was a episioplasty.
Yes. Very good.
And let me tell you, if I had known that the booty lift was going to save her from all of this nonsense, I would have done it so much earlier. But I guess it was just easier. They thought it was easier for me as a pet parent to just give her a round of antibiotics instead of putting her under and having her undergo this surgery, which as a professional pet person, it wasn't really that serious a surgery. I've seen much more serious surgeries because I used to take care of like dogs with like, you know, ACL and kind of surgeries where they couldn't move for a year. So this was really like the post-op of this was a breeze.
Yes.
Well, anyway, I want to learn about you and how long you've been in the pet industry. I know Therapeutics is relatively new, but you have another company and you yourself have been around for a while. Tell us about that.
I've been around for a while. Most of my 35-year career has been in the vet business. So I've dealt with a lot of experts, a lot of doctors in the veterinary field, orthopedic surgeons, gastroenterologists, urologists. It's really wonderful because really you learn a lot. So I've been in that field for 35 years. And presently, I started my company. And I'll tell you why I started my company. I was working for a pathology lab just very quickly. And unfortunately, when you work for somebody, sometimes they don't do right by you.
Mm.
And I decided to start a company back in 2001 out of Brooklyn, New York. That's where I was living at the time. And I really wanted to do something that I knew what to do. I had an expertise in it. And the doctors all knew me. They trusted me. They know if I'm coming to see them, I add something. So I decided to eat macaroni salad and tuna fish. I make a really excellent macaroni salad and tuna fish for 1 year.
Nice.
Pretty close to it. My friends felt sorry for me. They took me out to a steak dinner and maybe Taco Bell every now and then. And I actually had some very good friends invest in me.
Oh, nice.
In my business. And I'm going to tell you when I started my company out of Brooklyn, New York, September 1st, 2001.
Nice.
And then 10 days later was 9/11.
Oh, no.
So it was very tough. You know, even thinking about it right now, you know, it was very tough to do it. But I decided that I really wanted to go forward. And I was doing a good thing because I think we could look at it as like the pandemic that we had, COVID,
right?
That people really needed their pets. And it was a time when people really needed to have solace, to have their pets, because it brings back a lot of memories for me.
Of course. And having been in New York when it happened.
Having been in New York, I've actually, you know, it was bad. But we all came together. And what we did have is we had our pets with us.
Yes.
And we all, even people that were lonely, they needed something. They needed their companion.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went forward. We had a little bit of a tough time in the beginning, but we prevailed because of the situation. And now 22 years later, I still have that company, Animal Nutritional Products, that is going strong. And that product, Animal Nutritional, is geared more towards the veterinary community,
right?
Hospitals, animal hospitals. So about 2.5 years ago, I decided to work with some holistic vets who are experts in every single field on what we do, every single product, gut health, urinary, joint, so on and so forth, mushroom products, for immune health. So, so I decided to make sure that anybody with any budget could afford a top quality product.
We do need to take a break here. And when we come back, I'm actually going to ask you, Rob, about a product for urinary health that also saves people's grass. So don't go anywhere. I will be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
Molly, here's your dinner. Zeus, that's not your food.
Don't let that happen to your precious cat. Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and conveniently located on the cat tree. It's the perfect way to eat. It's a beautiful wrought iron tray that easily attaches to your cat tree and keeps dogs and other critters out of your cat's dish. A must for multi-pet households. There's a 6-inch tray for large bowls and a 4-inch tray for smaller bowls. Purchase your Cat Tree Tray today. Go right now to cattreetray.com. That's cattreetray.com. CATTREETRAY.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Covered in Pet Hair. I'm your host, Isabel Alvarez-Arada, and today I have the pleasure of having a drink and a chat with Robert Kobler of Therapeutics, and he is going to tell us about this new product, or one of his new products, that has a bit of a superpower. But before we get into that, I want to actually talk to you about grass and how our dogs specifically, because most cats are not peeing on our grass. Some are, but not all
some
of them are.
Some are, right.
And how dogs and cause urine spots. But before I actually ask you about that and your product, I want to play a game with you that it's called, and it's called Grass is Greener. And it's a true or false game where we're going to learn about urine spots, what causes them, why they happen, why they're such a pain, what grasses are more susceptible. Are you ready to play?
Let's give it a shot.
All right, here we go. So the first question, I think you're going to have the answer to this one. Nitrogen in urine causes the yellowing or burning of grass. True or false?
True.
That burning. Is true. That is true. It's best to fertilize grass where dogs pee to prevent the urine spots. True or false?
I would say that one, to fertilize it, I would say that would be false.
That is false because just to think it's too about much it. Nitrogen.
Yeah, it's too much. Yeah, just to, yes.
Yes. Okay, so it says fertilized lawns may already have as much nitrogen as they can handle. So if you add urine to the fertilized grass, now you're getting even more burning. All right. Spraying areas where a dog urinates with water helps reduce the damage to the grass. True or false?
I would say that would be false.
Why? Why do you think it's false?
Well, I don't know what the purpose of that would exactly be if you're spraying it all, you know, in one spot.
I guess it's to dilute the nitrogen, but I feel like the nitrogen's already done its damage by then, right?
That one I don't, you know.
We'll
put it in the middle. How about we put it in? I have to do more research.
My personal experience, that does not work.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
All right. This one was really interesting. This one taught me a bit. There are urine-resistant strains of grass on the market. True or false?
Urine-resistant?
Types of grass.
I'll be honest with you. I've never heard of that before. And I would be extremely careful, and I would want to know what is in the grass.
Okay, so this is just strains of grass. Ryegrass and fescue are the most urine-resistant types of grass, while Kentucky bluegrass and Bermuda are the most sensitive to urine and grass. And I have Bermuda, so that's good to know.
Really? That's very interesting. Well, you know what? You're teaching me something about grass.
Yeah, I know. I got this from like Duty Calls or something like that.
It's one of those.
Yeah,
it's one of those. They clean up your yard full of Duty. Okay.
Exactly. So they had a blog about this. That's where I got this. But it's good to know that Bermuda is not good, because I will have dogs my whole life. So I need to start thinking about planting a different strain of grass. All right, here we go. Your dog's hydration affects the amount of damage their urine will do to the grass. True or false?
I would say that would be false.
It's actually, according to them, true, because it's more dilute. So there's less nitrogen in the urine.
Interesting. Okay.
I mean, we'd have to do the test.
I'll go with, is that Duty Calls again?
Duty Calls. That's all of this is from Duty Calls. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So Therapeutics has a product that reduces damage in grass. Tell us about that. How does it do that?
It's called Greener Grass Saver product. And what it is, it's a product to help with the urinary tract and also to lower the acidity in the urine. So sort of like our game we were playing, which I've learned a lot about grass, and I got a call of Duty Calls, you know? I should have had Duty Call make my product.
Well, you got to partner with them.
You want to know something? That's a great idea. I should partner with Scott's.
Yes.
Turf Builder.
Yes.
There you go.
Plant the grass and protect it. That's right.
That's right. Help that blue grass and green grass and purple grass, you know? It has cranberry extract in it. It has D-mannose in it. It also helps out very, very importantly with the pH level.
Yes.
So you don't want a pH level that is too high and too low. You want a normal pH.
Yes.
And obviously, pet parents out there, if they're concerned about pH levels, it's very easy to test it with the sticks.
Yes.
So you can get that and you could test it out. And but it is a product that could be given every day. So once you start giving it again, it's something that you got to give it about a week or 2 weeks as a preventative. And you just keep giving it, because it's also good for the urinary tract and the bladder.
So from my
understanding, it's a twofold product.
From my understanding, you developed the urinary tract product and then you found this secondary benefit of it. How did that happen?
Well, we have a urinary tract product, very, very specific for urinary, kidney, and bladder, that has a few different ingredients in there.
Okay.
And then one of the holistic doctors, we were just discussing it, who is a urologist, and he came up with the idea. I will not take credit for it. He said that, you know something, Rob, we should really discuss and think about another product very specific for people that want to keep their $2,000-$3,000 lawns.
Yes.
You know, very healthy. People spend a lot of money and time on their lawns.
It's
their pride and joy during the summer, or in, you know, hotter climates in California, Hawaii, so on and so forth. Now, we did test it and we were very successful. I was actually not so surprised, but also surprised in the sense that it worked so well.
Yeah.
But again, you have to give it every day. You don't want to skip these things, but that goes with any supplement that you want to give. You know, you can't try to stretch the product out. You either follow the directions or don't really use it at all, because it's not going to be a benefit. You know, we're the experts, and we know, again, with all the background that we have in pharmacognosy.
I'm one of those people that takes pride in our backyard. We're in El Paso, Texas. So water's very expensive, but also green is not very common here. So we have rocks in our front yard, which is a very nice setup with rocks and a couple plants. And then in the backyard, when we bought the house, there was grass, and they had planted more sustainable strains of grass. We have clove out there. We have Bermuda. But we love to see lush grass, because we have a dog, we have a cat that's harness trained, and we have two young children. So our grass is a lot. And my husband, like you said, takes pride in it. He's out there looking at it. He's out there seeding it and doing, you know, and I remember being on the phone with my sister in Spain, and they mostly live in apartments in Europe, right? So her friend was on FaceTime with us, and he was like, wow, that's your yard. It looks like a park. And my husband was so excited and so proud of his grass. But I mean, we can tell where hear a piece, like we can see that. And if we're not careful with it, then I mean, it kind of destroys the beauty of that grass. I see your background says an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And I do find that when it comes to supplements, a lot of us give them because we want to prevent or because we want to ensure longevity. So if I had to ask you right now for pet parents in the US specifically, what should they be preventing?
Most illnesses in humans and in pets, you know where they come from? I'm going to do a game with you right now.
Okay, you got me on I know the answer.
You got me on a couple of grass questions from Duty Calls, which I'm going to have a talk with this Duty Calls. I want to know where they got their information from. I'm going to do a game with you now.
Okay.
What is the most important part of an animal and a human in their body?
The gut.
You're so good.
The gut.
Did you get that from Duty Calls too?
No. Health starts in the gut. And there is a brain and there is a brain. And the gut is so important for so many reasons.
Well, I'm going to tell you, and you don't have to buy our products, but just get a good product, a gut and pre and probiotic combination with some other healthy ingredients. You know, I don't want to go into details of how many billions of I don't want to get into that right now. Those are details, but you could definitely go on our site and you could look at them. If you have any questions, you could always give us a call too as well. You know what? We will always help you out with questions as well. You might even get me on the phone, which is extremely possible. I speak to a lot of people, but you know, the gut is so important. So if you were to ask me, what is the most important supplement? They're all important.
Right.
You get a good gut and pro and prebiotic and a very good immune product. Mushrooms, shiitake, reishi, chaga. These mushrooms are so important. Don't foo-foo mushrooms. They've been used for 1,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
1,000 years. We're just getting to know how powerful they are right now.
Correct.
And they're very powerful for immune support. So if it was me, I would get a immune mushroom product, a really good one, and also a gut and pro and prebiotic, right?
Yes.
And that's what you want to start off with. And then if you start to see signs of urinary tract problems, you start on a urinary tract product. And it might be 10 years before you see a urinary tract problem in your dog.
Right.
Or your cat.
Right. Tell me, how can my audience learn more about Therapeutics and all that you offer?
Well, a couple of ways. I mean, the easiest way is to go on to therapeutics.com. Our 800 number is 800-224-6805. I'm Rob, as you already know. You know what? Ask for me.
Awesome.
If I'm able to come to the phone, I will come to the phone. We don't read from a piece of paper with the top, you know, frequently asked questions. We're extremely knowledgeable. We have licensed veterinary technicians, which they're not called LVTs anymore. They're called animal nurses now.
So
we have animal nurses that work for us. You know, test us.
Yes.
You know,
and
if ever there's
a fear about in like contraindications, I'm sure you're happy to answer those questions, right?
100%. You know, I always start off, I'm not a doctor and I'm not going to supersede your veterinarian, but I'm very safe to tell you, since I've been doing this for a long time. And by the way, we are an A+ business on the Better Business Bureau. I know all the younger crowd out there, they don't know what the Better Business Bureau
is. I know what it is.
All right. Well, you know a lot. You know a lot. You know a whole lot more than I do. My girlfriend knows a whole lot more than I do too. Well,
I believe that. I'm just kidding. Yeah. I don't know her, but I believe that.
Yeah, you can
believe. Girl power.
Girl power. But what I will say is that, do you know, and I know this is going to sound outrageous, but it is true. In 22 years of being on the Better Business Bureau, we're A+, we have never had a complaint against us.
Bravo. And that says a lot.
Well, the Better Business Bureau said to us, if this is extraordinary. And I think it's because we really speak from the heart. We're pet people. We want to help you. And we do right by you.
I just want to propose a toast to you for all the good that you've been doing for over 20 years in the pet industry, for all your knowledge. Thank you so much for being my guest.
I really appreciate it. Well, I'll drink to that.
Drink to that. I also want to drink and propose a toast to my executive producer, Mark Winter. Here's to you, Mark, and to our audience for joining us for these awesome conversations. I hope you enjoyed this. I'm sure that we can find you on social media. Is that right?
You can on Instagram, Therapeutics.
All right, perfect. We'll Instagram, be sure to follow. Do we ever get Facebook. To see you? Do you ever get? Do you ever do like videos and stuff?
I'm going to start doing videos. Believe it or not, I really don't like to be in front of the camera too much. I told you, I only have a face a mother could love.
I do not believe that you do not want to be on video. You are a natural. The camera loves you.
Okay. Well, I'll take your word for it. Okay. If anybody out there disagrees, send me an email.
Nah, go on TikTok and start teaching. You're wasting such a talent.
You know what? I do it in front of doctors. I give lectures to veterinarians on orthopedics and urinary tract. And you know what? I will start doing it. If you say that I look okay on camera,
You're ready to go. You've got the ring light. You've got the background.
I got everything. The ring light. I got a microphone. I feel like a disc jockey.
You are ready.
I got a record player in the back with my vinyl going. I got some jazz happening right now.
You are ready to go. You are going to be TikTok famous in a year.
Okay. Well, we'll see about that. Don't push me. I'm concentrating on more great products to come out with.
Oh, amazing.
We're going to be coming out with some really other amazing products to help pets, for birds, for exotics too. Birds pick their feathers out terribly. We actually are coming out with a CBD spray to spray on the food. We've tested it out. I have to tell you, I am so excited about it. So I'm not going to waste any more time. You've seen enough
of
me.
That's so cool.
That's for sure. But what we'll do is you visit us, we'll help you, and it's a pleasure to help anybody out there. That's what we live for.
Here's to a life covered in pet hair, because there's no better way to live. Cheers.
Cheers.
To learn more about Covered in Pet Hair, please visit coveredinpethair.com or petliferadio.com. Thanks for watching and for listening on Pet Life Radio. I will see you next time.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.